Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
New Providence and friends, I don't know about you, but I love America. I enjoy our freedoms, especially the freedom to worship the true and living God publicly. Because the United States of America is the only country that I've ever lived in, I guess I'm a little biased in my opinion that America is the greatest country on the face of the earth in terms of God's blessings being upon it. But New Providence and friends, I do maintain and reserve the right to change my mind about the matter, and truthfully, I am kind of teeter-tottering in my thought process about the greatness of America today. Though I love America, I don't like the direction she's heading in. And for the record, I believe that America is currently a nation on the road to disaster and destruction. In my opinion, I strongly believe that currently our nation is experiencing God's judgment for the offenses that we have committed against Him and His people. Now, for the last several years, we as a nation have declared war on immigration. Even as I speak now, people are being rounded up to be deported, and troops are being sent to our border to fight this declared war on immigration. I believe that illegal immigration is a moderate threat to the USA. Y'all say moderate. But I also believe that illegal immigration is not our greatest threat. I know we have powerful enemies around the world, but to me, The most powerful enemies are much closer by. Yes, evil exists among us and is growing rapidly and rampantly. Our enemies and evil is not just concentrated in Afghanistan, in Russia, China, or in other parts of the world that we think it is in. Maybe, Fred, maybe, just maybe, America's greatest threat is not from without, but from within. Maybe we are our own worst enemy. And I am convinced that God is generally displeased with us as a nation, and that he is assigning blame for our sin and is calling for us as a nation to answer for our sin. God has in the past and still reserves the right to call a nation to answer for her sin. In the Old Testament book titled Micah, in chapter 3, the prophet Micah is concerned about his nation. He wants his nation to know that the God they serve is not only a God of love, mercy, and grace, but that he is also a God of judgment. And though their God would rather bless and demonstrate love and continue to extend his grace and mercy, that there does indeed come a time when, because of sin and rebellion, his patience is wore out. That's right. And when God has had enough, he will give a nation or an individual what they want and what they are demanding. It happened during the time of Noah, and again at Sodom and Gomorrah. It even happened to God's own people, Israel. And guess what? God did not make any exceptions in bringing judgment upon all of them. So, Dr. Hagee, do you think that God will make an exception for the United States of America? Tell your neighbor, I don't think so. The prophet Micah speaks by the Spirit of God to the nation of Israel and declares to them that there were three distinct groups who have contributed to the decline and disaster of their nation. These three distinct groups helped to usher the nation of Israel into the trouble that they were currently facing. And on this Sunday, February 16, 2025, I want to suggest to you that the same three groups who helped to put the nation of Israel into trouble in Micah's day carry much of the blame for putting America onto the road to disaster and destruction. Let us briefly look at the three groups of troublemakers. Can I do it like this today? Can I do it right? In Micah chapter 3, verses 9 through 11a, we discover the first group of troublemakers. Micah says, "Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge for a bribe. Her priests teach for a price. And her prophets tell fortunes for money." New Providence, let me suggest to you that the first group of troublemakers that Micah identified were corrupt politicians. Tell your neighbor, corrupt politicians. Now you know that you are dealing with a corrupt politician when they tell you that they are going to be against everything that you support. They are automatically voting against you or against it. And New Providence and friends, America is plagued with corrupt politicians. There was a time when partisan politics were set aside for the good of the people. But not these days. Corrupt politicians would rather shut down the government and put people's economic lives into jeopardy. Micah, under the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit, spoke out against the corrupt politicians in his day and placed blame upon them for their nation's ills and evils. Solomon in the book of Proverbs lists at least six requirements that God recommended for political leaders. What did God recommend for political leaders? That they be righteous, have wisdom, be honest, separate from bad influences, have personal purity, and protection for the weak and defenseless. That's what God says a good politician's characteristics should be. But when we take a brief canvas of the positions and lifestyles that politicians who are now vying or currently holding political offices for America, all we can say is, Lord, help us. Have mercy. Many of the politicians of our day do not meet God's requirements for leadership. Many could care less for righteousness, honesty, and protection for the weak and the defenseless. Many are more concerned about putting people out of America, keeping our citizens armed and dangerous, and keeping the sick sick and the well well. They're interested in keeping the rich rich and the poor poor. Cutting out funding for people with health disparities and keeping certain classes of people in their places. Have mercy, Lord. Micah assigned some of the nation of Israel's troubles to the corrupt politicians. Listen again what he tells them, that they despise justice and distort all that is right. They build with bloodshed and wickedness. They make judgments based on bribes. Micah identifies corrupt politicians as being responsible for bringing trouble to his nation. Can y'all stand just a little bit more? Listen to the second group of troublemakers that Micah speaks to. Micah says in verse 11, her leaders judge for a bribe. Her priest teach for a price. We discover that that second group that Micah, through the Holy Spirit, identifies as a part of the nation's troubles and decline are crooked, compromising clergy. That's right, I said it. Crooked, compromising clergy. Look at what God said that these crooked, compromising clergy were doing. They were preaching and prophesying solely for money. They were leading God's people astray. In other words, they were preaching what the people wanted to hear. They were preaching peace when judgment was coming. They were preaching to the offering plates, altering their message so not to offend anybody. And do not many clergy today drag Jesus down to a lower level in an attempt to make him more palatable? Many preachers of the gospel are now wiping the blood away from the cross and presenting a have it your own way gospel message. Y'all understand that preaching holiness is becoming extinct? Compromise is the word of the day. What once was an abominable act in the sight of God is now being embraced and sanctioned in some churches. I know I'm right about it. The fear of offending people is more important to some clergy persons than teaching them to fear God and keep his commandments. But New Providence, I refuse to allow this fallen, ungodly world to dictate the positions that I must take to make the word of God more user-friendly. What God's word says about sin, I stand on it. Even when I may be guilty of violating God's law my own self, God's word is right all by itself. And I will not compromise delivering the word of God just to keep the ungodly world and a few church folk happy. Because y'all do know some church folk wants the pastor to water down the word to be more inclusive. The third and final group that Micah addresses is found in verse 12. He has already identified the corrupt politicians and the crooked compromising clergy as a part of the nation's trouble. But Fred, now in verse 12, Micah flips the script on the nation. Micah says in verse 12, listen, he says, therefore, because of you.
Yes, sir, preacher. Go ahead, preacher.
What did he say? Because of you. Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble. The temple hill, a mount overgrown with thickets.
That's right, preacher.
Now the word you is the focus of Micah's third group. The you in verse 12 refers to the nation's complacency as a people. So the third group identified is complacent people. Micah says to the nation, I know that your politicians are corrupt and your clergy are compromisers, but you have to accept some of the blame too. Just because you have a house, a job, a little money in the bank, food in the refrigerator and food in your freezers, and in your pantry loaded with canned goods, you think that you are all right. Because you feel that you are all right, You allow the politicians to continue their corruptness. Because you think that you are all right, you allow crooked clergy to continue compromising. Because you think that you are all right, you feel that there is no need for you to try to go out and extend a hand to those who are going through storms that you have previously navigated before you got to your state of I'm okay. But I need to quickly remind you, New Providence and friends, that you can be up today and down today. You may think that you have it going on right now, but tomorrow you can be on broke, busted, and disgusted Boulevard. When God brings judgment upon a nation, listen to me good. Most of the time, it affects the entire nation, both the righteous and the unrighteous, both the just and the unjust, both the good and the bad. And America is no different from any other nation. Prove it, Pastor. All right. When gas prices go up, it affects everybody. When egg prices go up and crops are destroyed, it affects everybody. Everybody has to pay a little more. Look, when there were terrorist attacks against our own nation, guess what? It affected everybody, and guess what? It still does.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So as I close, New Providence, New Providence and friends, what must we do? What must we do for America? Let's make it personal. What must I do for America? Simply this. Pray. Lean over, tell your neighbor, pray. Pray hard. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders, both in the secular and in the spiritual. Pray and ask God to have mercy on America. But then also pray that we will be a nation that will draw near to God and not draw further and further away from him. Because the further away we move, we are heading toward disaster and destruction. That's it. But can I close on a scripture? 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then, that not until we turn. Then, will he forgive our sins. Then, he will heal our land. And I don't know how you feel about it, but our nation needs healing. Needs healing from corruption. Needs healing from racism. Needs healing from injustice.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.